So the Indian, the first Indian of the three-part series on Tkiyah Shofar is the Indian of what is the mitzvah? The Shmoya mitzvah, the Shmoya Shofar, or the Tkoya Shofar, as you've seen here. Is the Shofar only a hechi timtza to make the noise that we have to hear? Which of course we know, derech ha-musar, derech ha-nyonim, of course you have to hear the kol shofar, uri shay mishinasim. But halachic, what is the mitzvah? To blow a shofar and hear the noise? Obviously we can't hear a tape of a shofar. We have to hear the noise of a shofar live. The only way you're going to hear the noise is if somebody blows it. If no one blows it, you won't hear any noises. So have somebody blow it. Right. Oh, so the nafkamina will be, obviously, is if you have somebody who's deaf. Now, if he's deaf and mute.
If he's deaf, should he blow?
Well, how about somebody who's deaf but could speak? Let's say an older person who lost his hearing. So he's a barchiyuva, the person who's already able. He's a barchiyuva, but he can't hear his own coil coming out of a shofar. So if the mitzvah is to hear the coil of shofar, he's not really included in the mitzvah, right? But if the mitzvah is to blow the shofar, he can blow a shofar. He's a chiyuv mitzvahs. This is discussed. I want to bring out something which is more negeya, which actually could potentially happen every year. And on this shaila, is the mitzvah on the shmiya, is the mitzvah on the tekiya? Now let's bring both on here machlekes. It seems to prove working backwards. What's the nusach of the bracha? Is it the tekoya shofar, like Rabbi Tam says, or is the mitzvah the shmoya kol shofar, or the shmoya big kol shofar? So the Nusach HaBracha will show us what the mitzvah is. That's obviously we're going to see from that. And this Machlokes Rishonim, and it seems going through the Maror Mekoymos that the major consensus is that it's a mitzvah on the Shmiyah. There are those who hold it's a mitzvah on both. It's a mitzvah to do both, to blow and to hear. The reason why it's not a mitzvah in Tekiah, most say, is because if it's a mitzvah Tekiah, everybody has to be Tekiah. Like everyone has to put on their tefillin. You can't do a mitzvah, you can't blow a shofar for me, because I didn't blow it. I could hear Megillah, the same way I can't, Dalamina you can't do for me. You could do for me, let's say, but they cannot do a ma'aseh tekiyah. How could it be a mitzvah to say that it's a mitzvah on the tekiyah, everybody has to be tekiyah? So it's a concept which some want to say that it is possible, okay, it's a fine line to draw exactly how that's possible. But I want to say something which is very fascinating, which also goes into the lamdas and the halacha as well. There is a machlokes called a kol misasik. Kol misasik means, discussed in Siman Tavkuf Tzadik in Hilchos Tekiyah Shofar, which is the main siman of Tekiyah Shofar. And that means that if somebody hears, for example, we know, we do Tekiyah Shofar. Now, what's a Shofar? The reason why we have three different variations is because we don't know what a Shofar is. The Gemara already doesn't know what a shvarim is, or either it's what we have a shvarim, what we call three koilis, or it's a truah, which is just nine short ones, or it's both. So we do all three variations. Rabbeinu Tam holds that really what you are yoytze when we do tkiya shvarim truah tkiya. So you did both. You did shvarim if it's a shvarim. You did truah if it's a truah. You did both if it's both. So you're yoytze. Rabbeinu Tam holds you yoytze just by doing that alone. But the other rishonim say no. If it's a shvarim, the truah is a hefsik between the tekiyah is broken. Tekiyah, shvarim, and now you're supposed to do one more tekiyah. But instead you did a truah. It's supposed to be one straight set. If you didn't do one straight set, it breaks it up. They argue about the time. How can you break it up with a coil that doesn't exist, perhaps? And the time says it's a kol misasik. This kefel, so it's nothing. If a truah doesn't exist, that means you just did tekiyah, shvarim, static, what's a static? I don't know what it is. It's nothing. Garnish. So the Ramban says, no, that's not going to work. I can understand the kol misasik if it was really static. But you did another coil, a shei mitzvah. Another coil of shei mitzvah is going to be a hefsik, even though it's a misasik ba'alma. Meaning misasik ba'alma means a coil which really doesn't belong there, but it's there. How do you look at that coil? A hefsik or not a hefsik? So this machlekes rishonim, interestingly enough, the Shulchan Aruch there says, a kol misasik, no matter what, is going to be considered a hefsik. And he's mashma even when it's not l'shei mitzvah. Meaning to say, if you have a kol, he says, person did like this. He did a tekiyah, two truos, or he did a shetoka achara trua tkiya kimis asik shaloy l'shem tkiya. It's stam a koil. It's considered a hefsik. Ask the Magen Avraham, where did the Shulchan Aruch get such a shita? I understand if he's having to do it l'shem mitzvah. The others are machmer. They say a tkiya shvarim trua, which is l'shem mitzvah, is a break. It's a, not doesn't belong there. It's a break. A bit times mekel. And we all that's machmer machmer. But if you all do it l'shem mitzvah, what's the problem? Why should it be considered a ko? Where did the Shulchan Aruch get the shita from? Now, says the Magen Avraham, therefore he's chaylik on the Shulchan Aruch. What's the nafkamino? We didn't get to our, but I want to apply it to our case. But the nafkamino is what happens not out here in Chestnut Ridge, at least not yet, but in Eretz Yisrael happens all the time, and that is, you have Bata Knesiyah, it's very close together. And this minion is holding by Tkiyas. Another one starts 5 minutes later. This one's like Tkiyas the Miyushiv. I remember having this in when I daven in the Avos Torah on Rechov Sorotskin, and over there. So it's a building you have upstairs and a downstairs. And I was talking about a Vasikim minion, and we're holding by Tkiyas of Chazor Sashatz, and they started. They were holding by Tkiyas of the of Tamida, Tkiyas the Miyushiv. That is the first beginning. And here we are, where he's blowing the shvarim, and all of a sudden you hear from downstairs a tekiah, from coming below. So you have a tekiah between the shvarim and the truah, it's a big mess, closing the windows, and over there, about the tekiah, or anyway, but whatever it is, but they have to make sure the shofar is out. The shofar blasts right through the roof, you hear everything. So, it was a problem. And the Dr. B'Alocha, two batek nisiyas had next to each other, you have to be careful. L'fil shulchan aruch, a kol mas'asik is going to be a hefsik. And we had to go back sometimes, we had to stop, we had to wait. It was sometimes a problem. The Magen Rav Feirish says it's not a problem. He says because it's Misasik Ba'alma, that not L'Shem Mitzvah, they did a L'Shem Mitzvah, but we didn't do a L'Shem Mitzvah. They're blowing L'Shem Mitzvah. I don't want to hear that call, it has nothing to do with me. If I'm blowing Tkiya Shvarim, and then I'm doing a Mitzvah of Teruah, something else. But I didn't want that call. So Mishavur says the Shulchan Aruch Mach. We have to be Choshesh as it being a problem. Now, that's the nafkamina. So now, where are we going to get to the din in the Tekeya, din in the Shemea? What does it have to do with anything? At least in your Neinu. Now, there's a stira. The stira, the Shulchan Aruch earlier in Tavkuf Peches is talking about the person hears Teisha Tekiyas v'Teisha Shoyes B'yoyim. The person hears Tekiyah 9 o'clock and hears Shvarim at the 10 o'clock in Amshinov, that everything is long, hachanis, and the tkiya, hafsaka, shvarim, 10 o'clock. You never know. A shvarim, trua, tkiya, 9, teisha, shoyis, b'yoyim, here, the whole thing. So, there the Gemara says, yoyitza, which is, by the way, the Magen Avraham's riot on the Shulchan Aruch. What the person, what's he doing all the time? Saying they're waiting, he's doing malacha. That's why he says, hafsakim, not a problem. But the problem was over here, the Shulchan Aruch then goes on in these halachas here, in Tavkuf Peches, and he says, only b'tor yesh oimrim, that if you hear a koil misasek, it's going to be a problem. It's a bit of a stira. One place he says some lahachmir, and another place the Shulchan Aruch says that shoma teisha tkiyas b'teisha shoyis b'yoyim yotza, even if it's from 9 different people, v'shoma tru mizet ki mizet yoyotza v'yesh oimrim the davka b'shaloi hifsek b'neim b'koil shoyfer she'ena roi b'ois above. Only if it was quiet, you heard tkiyah and it was quiet, there was nothing else. Yesh Oimrim, there were coilus in between, it's a problem. Well, what do you mean Yesh Oimrim? There he was Soysim and Tavkot Tzadik, a Kol Masasik is a problem. Here he says Yesh Oimrim. Says the Kasha Shachroinim asked, the Bi Alocha has one shot he wants to say, and he wants to say like this, that in Simon Tavkot Peches, when he says Yesh Oimrim, that it's a problem, but not clearly it's a problem, because it's going on those who are hearing the Kol Shofar. Hearing the Kol Shofar, it could be that me, it's not a problem. You blew it. The one who's blowing the shofar as an extra coil, he has a problem. But who says that the shemeya has a problem? Fascinating chiluk. What does that mean? What's an afkemina? Shemeya is not a problem. The key is a problem. Where does he get it from? The levush. The Taz brings a levush. It's chiluk on this levush. But levush wants to say this. And he says levush, in hifsik b'koil echot shtei pamim. It goes like this. Are my new words? Shatakeya ba'atzma toka koil acher betois. The tekeya blew a mistake. That's a hefsik. That's in Simon Tavkuf Tzadi. That's a hefsik. The tekeya. Sha'oisa maisa hatkiya. Avla shoymeya, the one who's hearing it. She'ain oisa maisa elosha shoma koil. Shlohayla Lishmoya Yotzim Ena Shlomen Asayda Shesha Lishmoya. He goes on. Amazing thing. He says the Shemeya is better off than the Takeya, which means that you see that this is a chiluk, that there's a mitzvah in the Tkiya. If you're going to hold that the whole mitzvah Tkiya Shofar, a blowing a Shofar, is a way to get out the coil, it's a hechi temtza. How are you supposed to hear Tkiya without taking a Shofar horn and blowing it? So you have to blow it. Okay, it's a hechi temtza ba'alma. But then everybody's on the same page. Is on the same page as the Shemeya. But it's the fact that he has entertained such a tzad to say that the Shemeya is better off than the Tekeya, that means there's some special mitzvah on being Tekeya, and if you would Tekeya different koilis, you're stuck. You blew a Tekeya, Shvarim, and a misplaced Truah. That's no good. Mashenkin, I heard it, so that I didn't do anything wrong. You did it. I didn't want to listen to that. It's a very fascinating split that he wants to say. Says the Taz, Eini makish shum chiluk bein toys for toys. It's a toy, soif soif toy su, ain't the Indian. V'chein, bein shemei l'tekeh ain't chiluk. The ikar mitzvah yashmiya v'loya tkiya. The ikar is to hear it, not just blow it. So here you find such a possible nafkamina would be that you could say that if you hear it two separate shuls and one and a coil comes in the middle, you could say, listen, we're not here for sure both on the right page. He's in a different shul. So he b'chal not kasher to us, and we're not kasher to him. We're only shoymim. We're not toikim. So we're okay. It's interesting. It's a possible tira for me. The Magen Avraham Stam is like chaylik. He says a kol masasik is good unless you did l'shem mitzvah. But so here's one place where it's enough kamino. And like I said, we try to be machmir wherever it happens. Where it's nagel, shoes which are in areas which are shoes that are close by, shtibloch, or other places like that where there are minyanim that are close by to each other. It can happen that people are blowing and they hear each other. That's one case. But another case, which could be this chiluk, which could happen anywhere in any shul, and happens all the time, is sometimes, it doesn't happen too often, but it happens, that the Baal Tekeya will sometimes either have extra air in his lungs, and he didn't completely seal the shofar, closed, let's say, he's waiting for the makri to say, let's say, the last tekeya, say, root tekeya, Shvarim, and he's holding his breath now, and then it escapes a trua sometimes. He'll go do, and it'll just go do, it'll slip out. Something will slip out there. He didn't, what is that? He didn't know what he wanted. He didn't know what he meant to do. It just happened. So that's now you may have what's called a trua, which is a misasik. Well, at least three colors. Do. So three, that, one, three, whatever it is, that'd be a problem now. So there, it's a kol masasik, which no one, it's not l'shem mitzvah. But if either Ramban, even if either Ramban or Ramban Avram, the chim seems to be okay. The Shulchan Aruch brought in a kol masasik. Any coil in between is going to be a problem. Another shul is going to be a problem. This is going to be a problem. So then you have a problem. You have to go back. You would have to go back to the first tekiya and blow again from the beginning because you have a hefsik. If you're going to be machma like that, that's another place where it's a kol masasik. But if you're going to say, listen. The Baal Tekeya has the problem, not me. I'm fine. I'm a Shemei. I'm not a Tekeya. Usually, the Baal Tekeya was going to have to do it again because he's a problem. He has to be Yotze himself too. So if the Baal Tekeya was already Yotze once, let's say he's blowing again for other people. He goes to the hospital, he blows around, he's going around blowing. He was Yotze already. So then, in the middle, he did a Kol Masasik. So they heard, and they're okay, and he was Yotze, so he's okay. But since the Achroinim don't like this, it's a possibility. It's not a final psak. So of course you would try to start again from the beginning. The difference is that this is something which is when these coils come out is completely without any intention of being considered a coil. That it might be nothing. At least when you're blowing, when you want to blow a coil, you wanted to blow a shvarim. And he decides to blow a trua for no reason. Stop. Okay, I could understand. But when something comes out, it's a mistake. Air escaped from my shofar. So there you could say it's the kuli alma garnished. Just air. It happens sometimes. You have to don up what to do. Oh, so that's called nitkal. That does happen. And you have right. What could happen is you have tkiya shvarim, and then you say tkiya, the second tkiya again. And he goes, he blows it up, and it breaks shut. And it breaks that it's still a shear of a shever, not a shear of a tekiya. So you heard, what did you have? Shvarim. you took a breath, so the shvarms are over, and you hear another shvarm. So is that, you have to go back to the beginning? There are those that do. There are those that do, but it's not halachically based. Clear. We paskin that a kol nitkal, a kol which the attempt was now to make a tekiah. The attempt was not to make a shvarm, and the tekiah failed. So you start the tekiah again. You do the kit again. You don't go back to the beginning again. There are those that get nervous about it. People had kavana that it should be a shvarm, and they thought that, whatever it is, they go back just to be safe. Not to, I don't think it's so, always being so safe for being machmir because it's a shuas. When you blow a shofar for no reason on Rosh Hashanah, it's an issur d'rabbanan. So, and there's a whole famous story. There's a story that Rosh brings down, Maisa de Megenza. It's a very famous, it's called, in Megenza was Mainz, I think, in Germany. And there was a Maisa there where there was such a shay of a nitgal. Do you go back or not? It was machaikas between the Riva and his son-in-law. Rivan and the Riva. The Rosh brings it. And they were coilers. I don't know between the two of them. I hope not. There were people where there was a whole thing. It was a whole mice in the middle of Hashanah, what to do. Yeah, go back. Not to go back. Sometimes that you go back, they were yelling. You're over in the Siddur Abonon. You went back for nothing. And this is the Abonon. You're not supposed to blow shofar for stomping machmir. That's some people have a problem, you know. Being that already is something else. But everyone hears a million different coilers that, you know, afterwards. Yeah, the Yakisha Truas and the everything else, you don't do Yakisha. Suddenly the Truas, you have to Yakisha Truas. But the two differences is because the truest of the Yakis happens to be a Shtarka Mesoira. There, it's not in my mind, it's very interesting because Rosh Hashanah is coming up, and after we have here, Levi knows how to do it. It's a very interesting kind of a coil that we do a staccato, that it breaks, each coil breaks. And the Yakis, they do it as a short, it's a sigh, it doesn't break anything. So the same way by Litva in Etzisol, if anyone remembers hearing, maybe here too, they go do 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 do, and it's one siren. That's someone do it that way. So here they go. So I thought you do it by shaking the shofar, but they have a way of doing it where they don't. The shofar they shake, and they through a stomach movement change. It's very interesting. So what's interesting too, like that. The only two people that do it is Heimanim and the Yekas. If you look in there are Siddurim from the times of the Goyin, Rav Hai Goyin, and from. If I'm going, I have it where it is, and I've seen it. The siddur, so he has over there. He made a line how the sound should look. So he says tkiya, line like this, straight line, and then break. Shvarim, straight, 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 not up and down. Trua, so you see when the call breaks, it's one space, two space, three space. But the trua, it just goes like a little. Like an EKG, you know, like this straight line, almost like that, no breaks, like a little flow. Mama sounds like Sayer, that used to be as they did truest. So those you can understand it. The Goyim said that was a truest. You have a good sheet, Sayer. So people like to hear that, you know. Mechuyev, of course not, but that's one of the sheets. Akopanim. So, but we were trying to say how we get to that to the shvarim. Talking about that by chesidusha, this is the thing. By chesidusha, you find that the person talk about it. They'll go by shvarim. Every tekiah ends with a, everything ends with a whoop, you know, whoop, shvarim, whoop, and even through it, everything ends with a, psh, yeah. So, I used to think that it's a mistake because they just had extra ear instead of stopping, huh? Like when they do it like that. Okay, starting off also because it's not controlled. It's like a lot of air, and it doesn't have, but you have to control it. But the end, b'shita to go, I thought it's left over ear, huh? I don't know. The end I know is born the place. So Mishnah things don't do it. When you break the coil, it's like a new coil. So some now it's the same thing. So those who don't have that minute, let's say they're diving in a place where that's what about the kid does it. So it bothers him. You know, the Mishnah said that's a coil which is not connected. So the feed that you could feed it then you could say, listen, so then the Shemeya is not doing it. He's only a Shemeya. So that extra coil misasik to him is a garnish. As a possible what to work with, if a person wants to know. So here again, we spoke about Shemeya v'Tekeah, even though here in Lamdas it's a sugya, but also halachically, there are places where this Shaila, exactly, how do you understand? If it didn't the Shemeya, didn't and the Tekeah, it comes with the Maisa as well every year. Oh, so that was the thing. They do all these extra credit to be able to shoot. Shwas just means to blow for the fun of it. Want to blow? Want to blow? But those who want to be your Yotzei Shittas, it's for sale. That's okay.